You are going to listen to a woman remembering a fascinating era in London in the last century. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 9 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Hello, my name's Angela. Now, I was a teenager in the 60s, in the 1960s, in London. And I was very lucky to experience what is now referred to as the swinging 60s. My very first job was in a shop called Jaeger, which was in Regent Street. In those days, we had two groups of teenagers, the mods and the rockers. Now, the rockers wore black leather and tended to have long, greasy hair and rode motorbikes. But the mods were very keen on dressing in very smart clothes. Even though most of these young people didn't have a lot of money, they spent a lot of it on their clothing, and they were very sharp dressers. And so, working as a junior in Regent Street in the centre of London, in Jaeger, I got to know a lot of mods. And they introduced me to a street called Carnaby Street, which was where there were some very slick and stylish shops that catered for these young people. And very quickly, I realized that there was, I didn't see it as a cult then, but it was very much a movement of young people. Accompanying this was the music scene in London. Now earlier, in about 1964, I had seen the Beatles, because there was this music called Merseybeat, and the Beatles were at the forefront of that. I went to see the Beatles in concert 3 times at a place called the Finsbury Park Astoria, where they were top of the bill. But there were also other pop stars singing. Cilla Black, Jerry and the Pacemakers, the Four Seasons, people like that. And the Beatles were great. But actually, we couldn't hear what they were singing very much because all the girls were screaming and freaking out. They had what is commonly known as Beatlemania. And I must confess, I had it too. And I went to see the Stones one afternoon in Hyde Park. I must be honest, I didn't see them very clearly because I was right at the back. But I could see Mick Jagger jigging around. He was wearing a white dress, a girl's dress. But it was such a fabulous time to be in London. We had Mary Quant, who was the designer of the time, miniskirts and boots up to the knees. And this wonderful Bob, a slick bob haircut, which was created by Vidal Sassoon. He was the hairdresser to go to at that time. And Mary Quant, of course, produced fashionable and beautiful clothes for young women, and also makeup. So it was a very particular look, and it was a very particular time to be in London. It was a time of great freedom. But when I look back now, and I'm 77, I look back to that time and I realize actually we didn't have anything like the freedom that young people have today, but it was the start of it. Hello, my name's Angela. Now, I was a teenager in the 60s. In the 1960s, in London. And I was very lucky to experience what is now referred to as the swinging 60s. My very first job was in a shop called Jaeger, which was in Regent Street. In those days, we had two groups of teenagers, the mods and the rockers. Now, the rockers wore black leather and tended to have long, greasy hair and rode motorbikes. but the mods were very keen on dressing in very smart clothes. Even though most of these young people didn't have a lot of money, they spent a lot of it on their clothing, and they were very sharp dressers. And so, working as a junior in Regent Street in the centre of London, in Jaeger, I got to know a lot of mods. And they introduced me to a street called Carnaby Street, which was where there were some very slick and stylish shops that catered for these young people. And very quickly I realised that there was, I mean, I didn't see it as a cult then, but it was very much a movement of young people. Accompanying this was the music scene in London. Now earlier, in about 1964, I had seen the Beatles, because there was this music called Merseybeat, and the Beatles were at the forefront of that. I went to see the Beatles in concert 3 times at a place called the Finsbury Park Astoria, where they were top of the bill. But there were also other pop stars singing. Cilla Black, Jerry and the Pacemakers, The Four Seasons, people like that. And the Beatles were great. But actually, we couldn't hear what they were singing very much because all the girls were screaming and freaking out. They had what is commonly known as Beatlemania. And I must confess, I had it too. And I went to see the Stones one afternoon in Hyde Park. I must be honest, I didn't see them very clearly because I was right at the back, but I could see Mick Jagger jigging around. He was wearing a white dress, a girl's dress, but it was such a fabulous time to be in London. We had Mary Quant, who was the designer of the time, miniskirts and boots up to the knees, and this wonderful Bob, a slick bob haircut, which was created by Vidal Sassoon. He was the hairdresser to go to at that time. And Mary Quant, of course, produced fashionable and beautiful clothes for young women, and also makeup. So it was a very particular look, and it was a very particular time to be in London. It was a time of great freedom. But when I look back now, and I'm 77, I look back to that time and I realise actually we didn't have anything like the freedom that young people have today, but it was the start of it.